303-97-5 The Fanatic. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Mike Missinelli Show. I'm taking you until 6 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Corpoli's Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie trays. Party trays every bit as good. I'm also going to update the Twitter poll right now. The Twitter poll, 3 p.m. hour, brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. The question I have up and running today, and this is what we're talking about on the phone, 610-632-0975. Now that the Eagles are in the playoffs, are you expecting any sort of run? That's sort of the part A question that I have up and running. But the poll, if the Eagles lose to Chicago this Sunday, 4:40 kickoff, are you going to be angry that they lost in the first round? Angry is the word I'm using. I'm not using upset. I'm not using sad. Because if the season ends, yeah, I'm going to be sad. Yeah, I'm going to be upset. I'm not going to be able to root for the Eagles the following Sunday. But are you going to be angry if they lose on Sunday? And I'm actually stunned by how close the Twitter poll is right now. Of over 830 votes now, 55% of Eagles fans say they're just happy they made it. And that's where I stand. 45%, however, will be angry if they lose to Chicago. And that's kind of fascinating. And I want to understand why. And I want people to explain to me why they will be angry if they lose to Chicago. I already told you about somebody who tweeted in earlier saying it's a loser mentality if you're not going to be angry. Yeah, you're probably right. But I also look at it as how almost impossible it was that the Eagles won 5 of their last 6. Two games against playoff teams. One of them being the Texans, one of them being the Rams. They go 3-0 to end the season with Nick Foles. I read the John Clark stat earlier. 35 different players have played on defense this year for the Eagles. 25 different players started for the Eagles on defense this year. There's only 11 men that are on the field. There's only 11 guys that start a game. Jim Schwartz has had 25 different starters on defense this year and 10 different cornerbacks. You normally only see 2 or 3 corners on the field. You've had 10 different players play corner this year. And the Eagles finished the year, 5 of their last 6, to finish 9-7 to make the playoffs. If they lose to the Bears, I'm not going to be angry. Because what they did to get to the playoffs was incredible. They did not shut down. When Carson Wentz went down again, it almost looked like some of the players woke up. I'm not accusing anyone of that, but it almost seemed like there was more life on the offense when Nick Foles came back into the game to start those last 3 weeks. So, the fact that they made it, I can't tell you that I would be angry. I can't yell and scream if they lose. A tweet response to that poll. This is from I Follow Blue Checks. I don't know if you follow me because I don't have a blue check mark. Never. Oh, you do follow me. That's bad decision on your part. He responds with wrong answers on the poll because the majority is happy that they just made it. I'd say just glad they made it, but I expect a good run because of the energy behind the team right now. The other teams hopefully peaked, but I won't be mad if they lose either. We won Super Bowl 52. They are allowed to have a buffer year. Okay, the second part of that, they're allowed to have a buffer year? No, I don't believe in that mentality. I don't. I do not believe in that mentality of having a buffer year. But you can't tell me that you're going to be mad and they're not going to be mad. Straight up, you will be mad if the Eagles lose, is what I'm getting out of this. And I have Pat from Houston. He's on hold. He's going to tell us that he's going to be mad. I'm not going to be mad. I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be disappointed. But how can I say I'm going to be angry if the Eagles lose in the first round when, honestly, they probably shouldn't be in the playoffs after everything that's happened? If I was to tell you that a football team, and you can tell me every team has injuries, but think about what the Eagles have gone through. 2 starting running backs, gone. No deep threat wide receiver. Mike Wallace, Mac Hollins, both gone. Carson Wentz going down again. 35 different players on defense, 25 different starters. If I told you that, not the Eagles, just any team in the NFL, you would probably tell me that they're not going to make the playoffs, especially when they were 4-6 at one point. That's how incredible this run was. And you're going to tell me that you're going to be mad if they lose? I can't. I can't be. One open phone line, 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Joey in Philly. Joey, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
What's up, man?
Hello, Joey.
So to answer your question, if we lose, I will be angry.
Okay, and tell me why.
The reason why I would be angry is because Jeffrey Lurie, that seals the deal for Nick Foles not to be here next year. So that's why I would be angry if we lose this Sunday.
Oh, so if they lose, you're going to be angry because Nick Foles will not be here next year.
Correct.
So you want them to win just so that they can keep Nick Foles?
I want them to win because I want to see the Eagles win another Super Bowl, but keeping Nick Foles is the bonus for me.
Okay, are you of the move on from Carson Wentz, or are you going to try to keep both guys?
I'm from the move on, Carson Wentz.
So you're going to trade Carson Wentz for a lot of draft picks, probably a big player, and you're going to go, what, maybe 5 years with Nick Foles?
5 years, $100 million.
You're going to give Nick Foles $100 million. Your kid wants Foles, too.
What?
Was that your kid in the background saying, I want Foles?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So everybody in the Joey from Philly household wants Nick Foles to be the quarterback.
100%. But let me give my prediction to the rest of the season.
All right, go
First
ahead.
Of all, I think this quarterback is going to, I mean, this Super Bowl is going to be a Super Bowl of 2 6-seeds. Because I see the Eagles making it, and I see Indianapolis galloping in there.
So Doug P. versus Frank Reich in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 53.
I see ultimate underdog Super Bowl. I think Sunday's game, Foles is going to have a tough time. He's not going to have a great game. I see the score being somewhere around 15-12. A lot of missed field goals, missed extra points. The following week, I see us winning in a shootout, 38-35.
Joey, Happy New Year, all right, man?
You got it.
Joey wants the Eagles. He's going to be mad if they lose, not because the season's over. He's going to be mad if they lose because that would make the Eagles move on from Nick Foles. All right. All right. Hey, whatever. Happy New Year. Chris in Villanova. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Chris.
First off, I agree with not being mad about us losing to the Bears because I think they're a really good team.
Yeah, the Bears are a really good team. And I'm going to say it over and over and over again. Right now, I don't feel that great about the game. The Eagles can beat the Bears. Bears offense does not scare me. I don't feel necessarily great about the game, but the Bears offense doesn't scare me. The Bears defense does scare me. But the reason why I'm not going to be mad, it's not because the Bears have a very good team, which they do. It's because of what they had to do to get into the playoffs, and they did it. They made everything happen, and they got the help from Chicago last week. How can I be angry if they get bounced when they probably shouldn't have been in the playoffs to begin with?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, I think we will win, but I will not be upset if we lose. But I disagree with you and Dallas losing to Seattle. I think we need to beat Dallas in Dallas in the NFC Championship. The walk back to my car after that Dallas OT loss.
Oh, that was terrible.
Hey, Jared, oh, my gosh. I would give anything.
Oh, you were in Dallas.
I was there. I was in Dallas causing a scene. And I would do anything to go back there and beat them in Jerry's world.
All right, so Chris, tell me now, if they do make it to the NFC Championship game and they face the Cowboys, would you go to that game again?
Absolutely. I actually live in Austin, Texas, but I'm back
for
the holidays in Villanova. So,
all right, Chris, well, I appreciate the phone call, man. There's one way of looking at it. No, I will find more enjoyment if the Cowboys lose Saturday. I want their season to end as quickly as possible. Not because I think they can make a run. No, there is no run for the Dallas Cowboys. They're not going to win the Super Bowl. I would just find a lot more joy in Cowboys fans being angry so early in 2019. I don't want them to have 2 or 3 weeks of happiness. I want everybody who is a Cowboys fan to be miserable immediately. I want the start of 2019 to suck for those Cowboys fans. So I get where Chris is coming from because he had to walk out of Jerry's world down in Dallas and he probably got ripped by a lot of people in that Cowboys overtime loss. I get it. But for me, because I'm not going to be there and because I was not there when they lost in overtime, Oh, man. Well, I feel so much pride and joy to watch the Cowboys lose that early in the playoffs before the Eagles even kick off. 610-632-0975. Two open phone lines. Again, the Philly Sports Locks of 2019. I want to hear from people. What is your sports lock? Not Philly. It could be any sport. I said Philly, but it can be any sport. We had a caller that said Duke will win the national championship. I tried telling people that if Harper or Machado do not come to Philadelphia, they will not be a playoff team. My man Vinny tweets in, Sixers get beat by Boston in the second round. He probably says that because he doesn't like Ben Simmons, but I also can't disagree with him because the Sixers bench just isn't good enough. Shiny apple fritter, that's a good one. The Sixers will disappoint us in the playoffs. They keep coming up small in big games. So there's a lot of people saying that their locks are the Sixers either making the Eastern Conference or the finals, and then there's also a lot of people saying that they're not going to make the playoffs. And there's a couple people tweeting in, if the Phillies do not get Harper or Machado and the Phillies have a bad year, there's a couple people saying that Gabe Kapler will be fired after this year. So if you have a sports lock for 2019, you can tweet me at asalchunas975 or, of course, jump in on the phone, 610-632-0975. Jim from Havertown. Jim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Andrew.
What's up, brother? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man. It's a pleasure listening to you tonight, or today. You show you where I'm at.
Thanks, man. All right, so what if the Eagles lose to the Bears, are you going to be angry?
No, man, I need to be angry. I just don't want to see them play bad. The only thing I'm angry about, dude, is, you know what I mean, Schwartz. Fletcher Cox is such a great player, dude. What did we do when we had the best in the league, Reggie White, we let him go wherever he wanted to. They moved him all over the place. They freed him up by blitzing a lot. And yet we got this same type of guy. I don't think he's quite at Reggie's level, but Reggie's level, let's face it, brother, is the highest. But he's the best since him, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah, and he's one of the best in the league right now.
No doubt. My opinion, one or two, yeah. You may make the argument for one, but not no more than that. Dude, Jason Donald, right, doesn't he?
Aaron Donald. Jason Donald played for the Indians way back when, and he was awful.
You, brother. You guys got that encyclopedic mind, dude. I can't do that. I can't just run off and remember that stuff that quick. Anyway, JP, dude, he's going to prove himself, I'm hoping, coming Sunday, right?
Who, Jason Peters?
No, brother, the other one, the main one. Isn't that his name? What's our coach's name? I got his name wrong.
Doug P. Doug Peterson?
JP.
You're saying JP.
Hey, man, I went to the parade early. I got home early, but I'm safe now.
I'm glad you're safe. Was it a mess down there?
Oh, man, I love the mama, so it was great.
Good for you. Jimmy, I can tell you right now, even if my kids, one day when I have kids, say, hey, Daddy, I want to go to the Mummers Parade, I will not take them. I'm not going.
I don't like it that much, dude.
I grew up
down there by the stadiums, brother.
Oh, okay, so that's home for you.
Yeah, just north of 76, back when that's when they used to hang at Marconi Plaza, it's called. They got a statue of Marconi down there, you know, the inventor of radio. And Columbus, you know, it's the Italian. Irish, German, we're all down there.
I hear you, Jimmy. Hey, Happy New Year, all right, brother?
Same to you, bro.
All right, see, man. So, yeah, Jason Donald. I can't believe Jason Donald is actually going to be spoken about on any airwaves today. Jason Donald played 3 years in the major leagues, career 257 hitter. Not Aaron Donald. Jim meant to say Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald is probably the best defensive lineman in the NFL. Jason Donald played 3 years for the Indians. 610-632-0975. Yeah, the mind works in mysterious ways. Let's go to Michael in Lansdale. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how's it going? Happy New Year.
Hey, you too.
Hey, a couple comments on the Eagles. Let's say Foles makes a little run here. Maybe we don't win the Super Bowl, but we win, you know, one or two more games, right?
Yep.
I mean, is it beyond the realm of possibilities that the Eagles might actually say, you know what? And this is my thinking, at the risk of being tarred and feathered in Philadelphia, but he's 29 years old. If he makes a run and proves that he's the real deal, wouldn't it almost be, you know, incumbent upon the Eagles to at least look at what they could get for Wentz and have him for 5 years?
Yeah, that's the crazy conversation. Here's the thing, Michael. If you're Howie Roseman traded up from 13-2 to land Carson Wentz. So I have a feeling Howie Roseman maybe he does behind the scenes, but I don't think Howie Roseman is going to move on from Carson Wentz. That's what I need a lot of people to realize, is that Howie Roseman worked his butt off in order to get Carson Wentz. So I don't see him just moving on that easily from Carson Wentz, because Nick Foles has another great playoff berth. But I'm not going to be surprised if they try to bring Foles back to be the backup, or maybe start the following year. If he gets back to the Super Bowl this season and wins, or even if he loses, you got to try to figure out a way to get Foles back next year.
Yep. And just to add to your conversation, I would not be angry if they lose to Chicago, but I will be disappointed in the season, because it was well within their grasp to be 12-4.
Well, yeah, Michael, but your expectations changed when they were 4-6, right? Like, you didn't expect them to win 8 straight games to get, or not? Well, obviously that wouldn't be able to mathematically work. But what I'm saying is, you didn't expect them to get to like 10 wins or 11 wins or 12 wins or 16 wins once they played as poorly as they did at points in the season.
Yeah, no. I mean, and I'm thrilled that they're in. Don't get me wrong; it's been magical, and I'm thrilled that they're in. It's just, I feel like we should have been in a much better position.
No, you're right, Michael. You really are, yeah. And I appreciate the call. But you can come up with excuses, right? You can say that there were a lot of injuries. I've read the stat. I'm going to say 20 more times today, because I'm one of the few guys that somewhat defends Jim Schwartz. The guy's had 35 different players play a snap on defense this year. The Eagles, no team's going to go 12-4 when you have 35 different players play on defense. You don't even have 35 guys dressed to play defense. He had 35 different players on defense, 25 different starters, 10 different corners. You're not going to go 12-4. Yes, you expected them to go 12-4 at the beginning of the season. I expected them to go 11-5, and I expected them to get back to the NFC Championship game, and I expected them to lose to the Rams. Your expectations can change midway through a season, especially when they're 4-6. Yes, you're still disappointed right now, but at this moment, you shouldn't be saying, damn, they could have gone 12-4 this year. No, at this moment right now, New Year's Day, 3:20 in the afternoon, you should just be happy that they made it to the playoffs, because they had to go through this ridiculous run to get to where they are. And the reason why I'm talking about whether or not you're going to be angry come Sunday if they lose, not saying that they are, if they lose, are you going to be angry? I can't be, because what they did to get to the playoffs was pretty damn impressive and pretty good enough for me. If they lose 30-0 to the Bears, yeah, I'm going to be angry and I'm going to be freaking out. But if they lose a game where the Bears defense, as good as it has been all year, just shuts the Eagles down to 17 points, 14 points, 13 points, and the Bears score 2 touchdowns and kick a field goal, and let's say they win 17-13. If the Eagles lose 17-13, and the reason why they only scored 13 points is because the Bears have the best defense in football, how are you going to be angry? Again, there's people tweeting in, that's a loser mentality. I'm going to be angry. I'm angry every time they lose a game. They should have done better this year. Yeah, they should have done better this year. They should have, but they didn't. They were 4-6 for a reason at one point in the season. What they did to get to where they are now was impressive. A couple more locks for 2019 coming in. Multiple people have tweeted now that we will not see a playoff team or a playoff win in 2019 for any team. That's kind of crazy. I don't think the Sixers get swept. The Flyers aren't going to make the playoffs. Somebody, Michael W. Bunner, tweets in, the Flyers will miss the playoffs. Not that great of a lock. It is a lock. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're the worst team in hockey, or one of the worst teams in hockey. So that's a lock, you're right, but it's not like a hot take, great lock. No Philly team playoff wins, that means the Sixers get swept. If the Eagles don't win, the Phillies, I don't think, make the playoffs. Flyers don't make the playoffs. The Sixers will win at least one. 610-632-0975. I have one open phone line. So if you have a lock for 2019, I want to hear those. Also, are you going to be angry? Are you actually going to be angry if the Eagles lose to the Bears? Because I'm not. I will not be angry. One more lock. This is from Zach at ZMill13 on Twitter. Ben Simmons will not attempt a three-point shot for all of 2019. I see one happening. I will see at least one attempt from Ben Simmons. Not saying he's going to make it. But I think at some point this year, he's going to get so tired of the Ben Simmons doesn't shoot a three argument that he will at least take one just for S's and giggles. 610-632-0975. I am Andrew Salchunas filling in for the Mike Missanelli Show today till 6 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.3 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas. Different time slot for me. I'm filling in for the Mike Missanelli Show today. Tyrone, Natalie, all enjoying their days off. Happy New Year's, everyone. Of course, you guys remember, know me as the producer of the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show, but filling in for Mike Missanelli today, and we are talking Eagles-Bears. If you want to X and O it, go ahead. Feel free. I'll take your calls, but I'm just trying to ask a simple emotional question when it comes to this game. If the Eagles lose to the Bears on Sunday, are you going to be angry? Are you going to be angry? Or are you going to say, damn, you know what? What they did to get to the playoffs and what happened last week is enough for me to say, man, you know what? I give them credit for getting to where they are. I'm not going to be angry. I'm going to be upset when the season's over, but I'm not going to be throwing anything through the wall. 610-632-0975, two open phone lines. In a little bit, I want to try to open up the conversation. I mentioned it at the start of the show, but I do want to talk about it a little bit more. At this point, if Carson Wentz is healthy enough to play, he needs to dress to be the backup. He owes it to his team. And I've said it for 2 weeks now that if Carson Wentz comes back healthy to play, you still ride with Nick Foles. It would be one of the worst decisions, I think, in football history, if you move away from what Nick Foles has been doing, and what he did last year, if you go to Carson Wentz, and I'm one of the biggest, well, not one of the biggest, but I'm a pretty big Wentz supporter. But I'm still riding with Nick Foles because what he has done this year, the last 3 weeks, has been tremendous. And what he did last year, it's not like the A.J. Feely situation when A.J. Feely was a third string quarterback and he never had playoff experience. Nick Foles won the Super Bowl last year, so at this point, you just ride with Foles. But if Carson Wentz is clear to play, he needs to dress up. Because if Nick Foles goes down, and I'm telling you right now, if Nick Foles gets hurt next week, are you going to be absolutely shocked after the beating that he took against Houston, after the beating that he took last week to the point where he had to leave the game? Would you be shocked? I wouldn't be. I mean, I know Foles has this incredible heart and this incredible will to play, but there's going to come a time, no matter who it is, unless you're like the Incredible Hulk or Superman, there's going to be a point where you just can't play anymore because of injuries. So if that's the case, I'd rather go to an 85, 90% healthy Carson Wentz than Nate Sudfeld. No disrespect to Nate Sudfeld, but I'd rather go to Carson Wentz. 610-632-0975. Now, before I go to Pat from Houston, you know, working in radio, you have to be able to dish it, and you also have to be able to take it, right? So, Pat from Houston, I believe a month ago, right when Wentz went down, he basically called in and said, Nick Foles is the Mariano Rivera of football. And I thought that was an absolute ridiculous statement to make, but he did it last year. And he's doing it again. And when I'm wrong, I'm man enough to eat my words and say I was wrong. Because what Nick Foles has done the last 3 weeks has proven me wrong. Pat from Houston. Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Happy New Year, man.
Andrew, appreciate that, man.
Yeah, if I'm wrong about something, I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm very happily and, wrong. You know what I mean?
And I'm still kind of sensitive from you because you phoned it in. 3 weeks ago, that's why you're kind of happy, or not happy, because you're disappointed, but you're not, like, punching the TV as you set through a wall if you lose. Now, my expectations, because of winning 5 out of 6 or 6 out of 7, has changed. And I think it's time for Fletcher Cox to take over as possibly the best Eagles since the Donovan McNabb era on defense. And Fletcher Cox can win the game by himself. We saw him do it against St. Louis. We could see him do it again this week against Trubisky.
Well, here's where I disagree with you on this, is because, again, I'm not worried about the Bears' offense. So, yeah, maybe Fletcher Cox sacks Mitch Trubisky and forces a fumble, and then Jordan Hicks picks it up and runs it into the end zone and scores a touchdown. But if I need somebody to step up their game, it's got to be somebody on offense, because that Bears' defense is elite. So, yeah, Fletcher Cox can have a huge game, and I sort of expect that at this point. He had 3 sacks last week, but I don't need him to step up. I need the offense to step up because of how good the Bears' defense is.
I agree with that, but I'm not scared of you. I agree with you completely that I'm not scared of Chicago's offense. One fit this week, Allen Robinson, he's playing this week, right? Allen Robinson should be playing for Chicago this week.
But I know he left early, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they hope to have Allen Robinson and Eddie Jackson back. He left the game because it was that point where, all right, we're not going to bring him back out here against a team that we don't need to beat in Minnesota.
And one more thing real quick, just to clear this up. Foles at the end of the year, worst case scenario, wouldn't the Eagles be able to, everyone's saying that he just can go somewhere else, Jacksonville or sign, but wouldn't we be able to transition tag him or something?
Well, no, because they still have a mutual option, Pat, and I appreciate the phone call, man. Happy New Year. They still have a mutual option. The problem is they would both have to agree upon it. Now, Nick Foles would have to say, yes, I want to come back for the $20 million that he will be owed if he comes back. And I'm sure he's willing to take $20 million. But then the Eagles would have to be like, yes, come on back, Nick. We're going to give you $20 million. The Eagles could want Nick Foles to come back, but they might not want to. And I know for a fact, not that I speak with anyone there, they're not going to give him $20 million. They can't really afford that, or they're going to lose out on a lot of other players. So there's no like franchise tag. There's nothing like that, because they still do have an option, but the Eagles and Nick would have to agree on it. And they would have to pay him $20 million, and he would have to be willing to possibly be a backup again. Or there's the argument that Nick Foles will take a pay cut, which I don't think that's going to happen. If Nick Foles has the opportunity to make starter money and possibly start somewhere, which there are teams that he could start at, why would he do that? Why would he limit himself to possibly being a backup again? Yeah, $20 million is nice and all. The Eagles won't give him $20 million. It's not going to happen. 610-632-0975, another 2019 lock. This is from Nick. Carson Wentz leads the 2019 Eagles to an NFC championship and plays all 16 games. I hope you're right, because it is kind of alarming that now this season and last season, even though he's not on IR, if he doesn't play another down, that means he had a season-ending injury. So that would be 2 years in a row where your franchise quarterback had a season-ending injury. And meanwhile, you got Nick Foles as the backup who's playing well. I hope he plays 16 games. I hope they get to the NFC's championship. I think they'll be better next year during the regular season than they were this year. I think they just had a lot of terrible luck this year with injuries. 610-632-0975. But Pat says he would be angry if the Eagles lose to the Bears because of how well they've been playing. Somebody called in earlier saying, I would be angry because I expected them to make it to the NFC Championship game. For me, I change expectations as a season goes along. I'm on record that I believe they would make it to the NFC Championship game and lose to the Rams. I said that before the season started. But my expectations changed once they got to 4-6. And now that they are 9-7 and made this incredible run to get into the playoffs, I think they can beat the Bears. But if they don't beat the Bears, I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to want to take off from work the next day. I'm not going to break my hand punching a wall like I did in college before. Just don't tell my landlord about that because I said the hole was there before. 610-632-0975. David in Baltimore. David, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Andrew?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, by the way, I love you on the radio. You're really good.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, so I got an Eagles point for this week, and then I got my lock. So for this week, I think this is a two players, I think, that are going to come up big. One is going to be Michael Bennett on defense. I think
he's been playing out of his mind, man.
Playing really good. And I really think this is a Darren Sproles type game. And a simple reason is I don't think we're going to be able to go downfield as much as we want to. I think that defense is too good. But I do see this becoming a dink and dunk game where we get the Bears a little bit over aggressive on defense, get maybe 6-7 men rushing up the field, and then you have a little dump off, get Sproles adding some space on a linebacker. And I think this is a lock. I think he has a big run this week. I think he has a big catch run of about 60, 70 yards.
That would be awesome. Maybe a nice wheel route down the sideline, something like that. Not a deep ball, but maybe a 20-yard pass in the air, and then he runs the rest from there. That's a good one. And you know what? It's going to be up to Doug Peterson to figure that out. You know, you and I are just, you're a caller into sports talk radio. I'm just a guy hosting sports talk radio on New Year's Day because nobody else wanted to do it. But we know that they can't really go downfield. Maybe one or two shots downfield, but because there's guys like Khalil Mack on the defensive line, Nick Foles isn't going to have 4 seconds to go downfield. You know, they're going to have to get it out nice and quick. And I know a lot of people believe that they should go right at Khalil Mack, which I think that is a good formula. That's what they should have done against the Cowboys, and they didn't do that. So maybe Doug Peterson learned from his mistakes. So, yeah, there is a formula to beating the Bears. They've lost 4 times this year. But it's going to be tough. Now, what's your sports line for 2019?
It's definitely going to be tough. But I just wanted to add, I am surprised that Sproles is playing that well. I really thought he was done. So,
oh, yeah. I thought he was done for his career. And look, now he can come back next year.
It's definitely, here's my lock. It's definitely going to be on the Eagles. Nick Foles will be the starting quarterback in 2019, and the Eagles will sign either Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown to back up Nick Foles, and that's going to be the piece that they will add.
Wait. So you think Foles is starting? Wentz is still on the roster, but you think Foles is starting?
No, I think Wentz gets traded. And you know what?
Oh my God. Do you think that's a lock?
Let me give you the reason. It's very simple. I was a big Carson Wentz fan. I don't even – could you imagine the pressure if this Eagles team takes a run this year, which I think they will, and he throws his first pick in the link? They're going to kill him. The fans are going to go nuts. I personally don't think he can handle the pressure of coming back. He's going to be looking over his shoulder. Personally, I think Nick Foles is, at this point, I've convinced that he's just a late bloomer. And I think that team is going to make a desperate move in the draft.
You're very bold.
A boatload. So,
wow, that's my lock. Dave, I appreciate the call, man. Happy New Year. And David from Baltimore, he's a great caller, calls in a lot. That's not some troll trying to make a hot take call. He believes that Nick Foles will be the starter week one next season, and Carson Wentz is not even on the roster because he gets traded. I can't see him trading Carson Wentz. Howie Roseman made all those moves to get from 13 to 8 to 2. I can't see him just moving on from Carson Wentz. You might try to tell me that the right move is to keep Foles and move on from Wentz, but think of what Howie Roseman did. Gets banished by Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly gets fired, comes back. He makes the move to get Carson Wentz. That's his guy. He's tied to Carson Wentz. I can't see him making a trade. That's a lock, man. He said that with confidence. 610-632-0975. So about an hour and 40 minutes into the show, for the first time, we have a pretty much open board. Dustin and Chris, you guys hang tight. 3 open phone lines, so grab them. 610-632-0975. The conversation today, we're talking Eagles-Bears. If you want to tell me that they're going to win, that's great. But if they lose, are you going to be angry? Because apparently, according to a lot of people, I have a loser's mentality because I'm not going to be angry if they lose to the Bears because what they did to get to where they're at now is incredible. 610-632-0975. Also, what is your sports lock for 2019? I'm Andrew Salchunas filling in for the Mike Missanelli Show till 6 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, welcome back. 347 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew Salchunas here. Let me make that clear. Andrew Salchunas here on 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you until 6 o'clock. No, Mike Missanelli is off today. Tyrone Johnson off today. Natalie Eganoff off today. But if you are watching NBC Sports Philadelphia, you might be confused because they are showing one of the reruns. So let me make it clear. Thank you to Josh Rabick, who's producing the show today. He let me know that the rerun is on right now. So the people that are calling in to talk about whatever it is that Mike's talking about from yesterday, he's not on. Sorry to disappoint that it's me and not Mikey Miss. 610-632-0975. Two open phone lines, so grab them when you get a chance. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Chris in Philly. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What up, Chris?
I'm not going to be mad if the Eagles lose. I'm just going to be like a parent. I'm going to be just disappointed. I wasted all my anger when they lost to the Panthers when they were up 17-0. I lost it when they lost to the Titans in overtime after like three fourth down conversions.
Fourth and 15, man, haunts my dreams to this day.
Yeah, so I'm not going to be angry. I'm just going to be disappointed because I genuinely believe that if the Eagles execute at the level I know they're capable of executing against the Bears, they can win. So the only way they lose is if they shoot themselves in the foot. And
That's the only way? You're not going to give the Bears defense credit?
Who was the best defense in the league last year? It was the Vikings, and we went 38-7 against them.
No, you're right. That's a good point. It was also in Philadelphia. You got to take that into account. They're going to Chicago.
That's true, but we've also already beaten two playoff teams this season, or in this run. We beat the Rams, who have a way better offense, and we beat the Houston Texans, who have just a formidable front seven with J.J.
Watt. So, Chris, it's coming off that you would actually be angry if they lose. I hear you saying that, but you're feeding me all this information as to why the Eagles are going to win. You almost seem like it's a lock that your 2019 lock is that the Eagles beat the Bears. That's what's coming off in this phone call. So if you think that's the case, how are you not going to be angry if they lose?
Because I told you, all my anger has been spent throughout this entire season. We've had so many close losses, two overtime losses, that tipped ball to Amari Cooper. That was just heartbreak. And now I just don't have the emotional capacity to put out
anger. But you'll be disappointed. Oh, my God. That tipped ball, when Rasul Douglas tipped it in the arms of Amari Cooper, at that point, that was like, all right, this is the epitome of the Eagles season. That moment right there was when I was like, all right, this season's done. Chris, I appreciate the phone call, man. When that happened, I said, all right, well, there you go. Season's over. That was the moment I said the season was over. And I remember, I think it was that night or the next day when the Vikings lost to the Seahawks on Monday Night Football. And I sort of drew up the map for Anthony and Jason as to how the Eagles get to the playoffs. Not why, because I didn't think they would, but how the Eagles get to the playoffs. And it was because the Panthers, who were still in the running, had been losers of five straight, and they closed out the year with the Saints-Falcons-Saints, one of those games being in New Orleans. And then the Vikings, the other team, obviously, that was in the run for that second wild card spot, had three more games against teams with winning records, and they had not beaten a team with a winning record all year. The Dolphins was the first one. And then they beat the Lions the following week, and then obviously they lost to the Bears this past Sunday. And I said, hey, if the Eagles win two and the Vikings lose to both winning teams and the Panthers continue to just lose out, the Eagles make the playoffs. I did not think for the life of me that the Eagles would win out the final 3 weeks of the season. And that's why, because of how incredible this run has been, that's why I can say with confidence, listen, man, they lose to the Bears, I'm just happy that they got here. And I'll update the Twitter poll in the 4 o'clock hour. And the majority of the people agree with me, but it's pretty close. And I've heard from a lot of fans today on the phones that they would be angry. And then the previous caller just told me he wouldn't be angry, he'd be disappointed. I hated when my father said that growing up. I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. That was like a knife through the heart. You guys all know what I'm talking about. But when callers like that call in and say, I'm not going to be angry, but the Eagles will beat the Bears, and they're going to make a run of the Saints. A lot of people have these high expectations, but if they lose, how are you not going to be angry? Because you have these high expectations. I do not have high expectations going into Chicago. Right now, I'm leaning toward the Eagles losing to the Bears. I think they can win because the Bears' offense doesn't scare me. And if you can win a 17-13 game, if you can put up 17 points against the Bears, I think they can win because the Bears' offense doesn't scare me. The Eagles' defense has been playing great the last couple of weeks. Again, don't just look at points per game. If you haven't been watching the games, I don't know what's wrong with you, but if you haven't been watching the games and you're just looking at the scores, yeah, you might say, okay, the Eagles' defense hasn't been playing that very well. But if you use the eye test, the Eagles' defense has been playing pretty well the last couple of weeks, no matter how many points. Obviously, they shut out the Redskins last week, 30 points against the Texans, but it was the Texans, one of the best offenses in the league. And 23 against the Rams? It's the Rams. You saw what they've been doing this year. It's incredible what this defense has done with 35 different players. Everybody's so quick to bash Jim Schwartz. You got to give him some credit. 610-632-0975. I have two open phone lines, and we have 25 minutes of commercial-free radio coming up. So I am going to go through a lot of phone calls during the 4 o'clock hour. Now there's just one open line, 610-632-0975. On the other side, I will update you on the Twitter poll in the 4 o'clock hour, and I will let you know why you should not be angry if they lose to the Bears, or at least I'll tell you why. If you are upset, if you are angry, I'm not saying upset. Angry is the key word. Are you actually going to be angry almost to the point where you're calling for heads or you're calling for somebody to be traded or you're saying if they didn't make that damn mistake against the Panthers, maybe they would have been in a better position? If you're actually angry, tell me why, because I can't see myself being angry if they lose to the Bears Sunday at 4:40. And one other thing, to the people who want the Eagles to face the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game, it's a cool story and all. I want the Cowboys to lose right away. I want Dallas fans or Jersey Cowboys fans to be angry and hate their football team within the first week of 2019. I want them to be miserable. I will feel joy out of their misery. 610-632-0975. Josh Raybeck producing. He's looking at me like I'm insane. Well, you know what, Josh? I am insane. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Mike Missinelli Show till 6 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.